Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Your daily dose of motivation, insight, and a whole lot of real talk. Now, let's be honest, life could feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? We're constantly juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, and trying to squeeze in some self-care along the way. It's a recipe for burnout if you're not careful. And that's exactly what we're talking about today, recognizing the sneaky signs of burnout before they completely derail your day, your week, your whole life. We're diving deep into how to identify those red flags and, most importantly, how to take action before you hit rock bottom. Ever felt like you're running on fumes? Like even getting out of bed is a monumental task. That constant feeling of being overwhelmed, exhausted, and just drained. Those are some classic burnout symptoms, folks. And they're not something to ignore. You know that feeling when your enthusiasm for things you used to love just vanishes. Or maybe you find yourself snapping at people more easily than usual. These are all signs that you might be edging towards burnout territory. Now, the first step is acknowledging it, and believe me, you're already taking that step by tuning in today. Here is the deal. Burnout isn't a sign of weakness, it's a signal that something needs to change. You're not failing, you're simply pushing yourself too hard for too long. And that's why recognizing those signs is so crucial. It allows you to take control before burnout takes over. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help you navigate this. Firstly, understand that burnout isn't just about being tired. It's a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged or excessive stress. Think of it as your body and mind screaming enough. You're not just running on empty, you're pushing your limits beyond repair. Secondly, listen to your body and mind. Don't ignore those nagging aches, the persistent fatigue, or the sudden lack of motivation. These are all signals that something is off. Remember, ignoring these signs won't make them disappear, they'll just amplify over time. Thirdly, prioritize self-care. This isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think about incorporating regular exercise, healthy eating habits, and adequate sleep into your routine. These aren't just clichés. Folks, they're fundamental to managing stress and preventing burnout. Next up, learn to say no. We often overcommit ourselves, trying to please everyone and take on too much. Saying no isn't selfish, it's a way of protecting your well-being. Start saying no to things that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources. Lastly, seek support when needed. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist if you're feeling overwhelmed. Talking about your feelings and getting support can make a world of difference. You're not alone in this journey, and remember, there's strength in vulnerability. Let me share a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. I had a friend who was constantly on the go, working long hours, juggling multiple projects, and rarely taking time for herself. She was burning the candle at both ends, but she just kept pushing through, convinced she could handle it all. Then one day, she hit a wall. She became exhausted, irritable, and felt completely drained. She couldn't focus on anything, and her motivation vanished. It took a while for her to realize that she needed to slow down and prioritize her well-being. Once she did, she started making changes, setting boundaries, saying no more often, and taking time for herself each day. She began incorporating things like yoga, meditation, and spending time in nature into her routine. Slowly but surely, she started to feel better. Her energy levels returned, her focus improved, and she rediscovered her passion for the things that brought her joy. This is where recognizing those burnout signs is so crucial. We're not talking about a temporary slump, we're talking about a serious impact on your well-being. Remember, taking action to prevent burnout is an investment in yourself. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle where you can thrive, not just survive. So, here are the key takeaways. Listen to your body and mind, prioritize self-care, learn to say no, and seek support when needed. Implement these strategies into your daily life and watch your energy levels soar. Ready to take charge of your well-being? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and follow us on social media for daily motivation and inspiration. Until tomorrow, keep waking up and winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.